Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program this Monday evening, markets and company news, Makwe Maselela is with us from Makwe Fund Managers. Makwe, it really was a bruising start on the JSE today, down at around 5%, a little bit over at the open, but the market has clawed up some lost ground around 0.3% as we have this conversation.
Yes, and thanks to our financials and our resources, but we have to remember that this might possibly be a dead cat bounce, because if you look at our international peers, they're still heavily down, and it's all because of those heavy losses last week as market participants had to absorb the scope of the tariffs announcement and potential consequences for global trade. And markets enter the week being on the edge, watching closely for updates on global retaliation and political developments.
It was really interesting to see platinum shares, for instance, and Implats in particular, I think down 13% at one point, but has now regained a lot of that territory, again, around 7.3% up as we speak.
Yeah, for me, basically two things. People buying the dips, and also expectation that China will come with stimulus as a way as well of trying to deal with the tariff issues. So if China come with a bazooka stimulus, that will start to help the demand when it comes to platinum itself. So I think it's a play of those two things, buying the dips and also the expectations of stimulus coming out of China.
What is your general assessment, though? I think... Until there is a little bit more clarity on the way in which this trade war is going to settle, investors have just got to be very aware that volatility is the new game in town.
Definitely. And seemingly there are no signs that Trump will back away from his sweeping tariff plans, and markets see a 63% chances that the U.S. Central Bank could cut rates as soon as May. And I think come September, I think that's when Donald Trump will be able to cut interest rates. Maybe these things is also a nice way for him as a build-up to have justification to cut those taxes come September. And already we've heard him telling the U.S. Central Bank that they have to do something, that is to cut interest rates as well. And it's not surprising that markets expect a 63% chance that that might happen. But we know that the U.S. Central Bank told us on Friday that the guys are not in a hurry to cut rates.
So how then do investors need to readjust their thinking? What kind of new mindset do they need to adopt?
That we are all in the hands of Donald Trump, bearing in mind that the guy can flip-flop, and it's a question of maybe waiting for all these things to stabilize as much as we thought we've priced the issue of tariffs, but clearly we have not fully priced that. And I think maybe people will start negotiating, so we just have to give it a bit of time for it to play out, because it's very difficult. The guy flip-flops anytime, and people were also hopeful that maybe over the weekend something will happen and he give us a different announcement to. It didn't happen. So personally, I think it's just a question of wait and see. If you've made some bit of money, stay on that cash for now and see how things pan out.
And as far as the South African economy is concerned, in many ways, we're also in twin crosshairs at the moment, because there's all this global volatility emanating from Washington. On the other hand, the market is also looking for some kind of assurance that the political impasse, as far as the GNU is concerned, is going to be resolved, and resolved quickly.
And that's unnecessary, to be honest. From our side, we shouldn't be dealing with stuff like that, especially given that we're dealing with this big issue that Donald Trump coming with the tariffs. And yes, markets we've seen after the announcement of the GNU, markets, investor, consumer sentiment started picking up. And we hope that the guys will find each other so that those sentiments can continue and we have the right investments in the country. And people have said that businesses are sitting with almost trillions of rands in their banks. Probably they could start deploying that into the economy.
Let's talk about gold if we can. A little earlier today, spot gold slipping to a three-week low at $1,327 an ounce. It's now up to $3,040 an ounce, so a bit of a recovery there, up 0.1%. I'm interested to know why bullion, which is normally seen as a safe haven, initially came off those highs. And also interesting to see that the Reserve Bank has added $1 billion of gold in March as these trade wars continue to escalate.
Which made sense as part of our reserves, and we know that the gold itself continued to make a significant part of our reserves, and then we've seen that it has been going up, and anyway, gold gets to be used as a hedge, you know, against uncertainty, stuff like that. But the reason it went down as well is that for the fact that the markets were squeezed, the markets going down, then people had some short positions and they will have what to call margin calls. For people to be able to pay for those margin calls, then they had to take some profits when it comes to gold. Hence, they sold gold taking profits to pay those margin calls that arose.
But gold still at this point, given the volatility that we've been talking about, still will remain the de facto safe haven.
Definitely, as long as we continue to have this uncertainty, whether it's economic or political, then definitely people will continue to see that as a hedge.
And just finally, a little later this week, Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to see manufacturing production data. And again, we know that the manufacturing sector in South Africa has been under pressure for a long time. The data is likely to confirm that the entire industry or the entire sector remains under pressure. What is your expectation? And again, should it go according to consensus that it will be under more pressure, what particular counters are going to be impacted on the JSE?
I think we know that we're going to continue to be under pressure because, remember, it gets to be made mainly by our motor vehicles and parts thereof. And we've been seeing that they were not doing okay even before the imposition of tariffs by Donald Trump. So now, that being the case, if it happens, then I think one has to stay away from the likes of the companies that expose to motor vehicle and maybe start focusing on the resources, as we hope that they will continue to benefit from the stimulus that China might announce.
So everything hinges on what kind of signals we're going to get from China. I'm going to leave it there for this evening. As always, thank you for joining us. That is Makwe Maselela from Makwe Fund Managers. Appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.